The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
I say God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
The Bible says that since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violent. And the violent pick it by force. NIV says the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing. Beloved,
I don't know.
Some of us are already experiencing our tribulation.
Tribulation
by the fact of our location. But listen to
me.
Jesus has won the battle for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, no matter what the devil does, Jesus has won the victory. I say Jesus has won the victory. Jesus is alive. He's on the throne. Only our Jesus died and rose again. No power is alive. No God is alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I say God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I can see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to me.
I say I can see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to me.
I say I can see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to me.
It is happening to you and it is happening to me. We want to go into the Word of God. I want two people can read very well to we want to sing this song. After that, we want to read Job chapter 19 from verse 1 to
27. Now, we are making kinds of trust and here.
Job chapter 19, verse 1 to 27. Even though the real message is from verse 25 to 27. I would like two people can read clearly to get prepared. The first person will read the first 10 verses. And the second person will read the other 11 to 27. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ewurade waseda ni o aseda kwa Aseta kwa You family members, are you no part? Family members, are you no part of what God has done? Listen, we are going to sing this song again. I am surprised some of you are still sitting down. Family members, you are sitting down. Go to Kolebo and see. People are sitting on wheelchairs. You have walked to this place. You cannot stand and say, Lord, we thank you. People's legs are hung in Kolebo. Go and see what is happening to people. Likretos katataya. Likretos kutu kalakeroshka.
Shekataya dirimasiata. Liko parakata.
I am surprised. I am surprised.
Liketalabasiato.
People's legs are hung. People's waist are twisted. Shata kalesh kara. Oh, ewadie. Wasetan yo. Asetan kwa. Na yebi. Yemi se. Yeah, me too. And think you are so dark. Yes, 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 yes. Sapakata karata kabaya kaya. Sapakata karata kaya. Yemiti. Enti tiwa seda. Ewate wasetanyo asetankwa na yedibemo yenise impeti waseta. The power of God is moving. The power of God is moving right now. Yes, the chains are breaking. 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 Shata tarata kamaya. Sepetrebosoto kama. Yes, yes, yes. Lose them now. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Listen, listen. Ewate, ewate, wasetanyo, asetankwa na yedi. Shata kata kaya, retete mo kata, lebretetetetetete. Yes, 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 yes. Receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive your healing, receive your deliverance, receive your touch. Yes, yes. Receive it right now. Yes. Take it, take it. Take it. Take it, take it, take it. Begin to bless the Lord right now. Chains are breaking. Chains are breaking. Chains are breaking. Chains are breaking. Doors are opening. Take your healing right now. Take your deliverance right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take your miracle. Take your breakthrough. Shanta karatoska, shala kretoska pa, karatoska takaya, kabare kaduarata ka, lepre ketoka lepre etoska, fire, 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 shata kale, yes, use them, use them, use them, use them, all over the place, use them, 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 use them. Sataratoska, Saprete Komasa, Lepretetoka, Lepretoska, Sakata Lepretoska, Lapretetola Retoska, Sanapretoska Payaka, Lepretetetetetas. Yes, 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 loser now, loser, loser. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Shata kalaboratoska, salakretoski malakata, yilekretoska tayakata. Your doors are opened. Your doors are open. 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 Mercy has located some people here. Mercy has located some people here. Mercy is locating some people. Mercy is locating some people. Mercy. 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 Ha. Sataka. Le Creto Sataha. Itelo Krotis Kitaha. Ah, Sahayaka. Palitaratus Kataya Shakatayaka. Maratus Kibalekara. There are angels in the house. There are angels in the house. Receive it right now. Receive your testimony right now. Receive your miracle right now. Receive your deliverance right now. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Mercy has located somebody. Mercy has located somebody. Mercy has located somebody. Mercy has located somebody. Your life will never be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. Your tears are now tears of joy. 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 Shakaratuska ata. Himahataluka retuska. Shalakretuska bahana. Lebreketo kalebretuska ya. Shalakretuska ta. Lakratuska ta ya. Everybody begin to say, today is my day. Today is my day. My day is today. Today is my day. My day is today. Holy Ghost, today is my day. Today is my turn. My turn is today. Today is my turn. My turn is today. Today is my turn. My turn is today. Please be seated in the high places. God bless you. Praise and worship team. Congratulations. God bless you. Done very well. Congratulations. Let's clap for them. Beloved, we are not in normal times. The world is coming to an end. Christ is coming any moment from now. Everybody should begin to find your way into your salvation in Christ. Christian, don't joke with your Christianity. If you are not yet born again, don't joke with your life. The world is coming to an end. God has taken charge. Listen to me, the devil is not in charge. You know, some years ago, I've been saying it here. I felt that the world is going too fast. So if something can happen to slow down, I've said it here on several times. I didn't know that it's corona. I didn't know that it's corona. So sometimes I feel guilty. I say, God, is it because of what I said? And corona has come to change the world. Look, this time, if you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. If you want to stay at home, stay at home. Whatever you want to do with your life, do it well. Because the Bible says,
I don't see.
In the end, the worst will become worse. But like Moses said, I set before you life and death. Choose life. So I will say to you, choose life. Choose Christ. Change your ways. And be serious now. In Job chapter 19, we will not read from verse 1 again. But it's from verse 1 to 27.
Na nke if you it don't mark up copy me do no song.
But we only read verse 25 to 26. That is why we always quote. I know that my Redeemer lives. And that in the end, he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, or my flesh, yet in my flesh, I will see God. I myself will see him. With my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Say, my Father in heaven, I know. No matter what I am going through, at the end, you will stand for me. 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 Say, my Father in heaven, I don't care what is happening to me. I know at the end, you will speak for me. You will conquer for me. You will fulfill me. I am speaking on the theme. The power of consciousness. Or awareness. The power of being aware. The power of being conscious. When I was just mentioning the thing to my wife, she said,
okay, sir,
that is the main thing. That's the main problem of Christianity. Church, what you are conscious of can save your life. And what you are not conscious of can destroy you. It is one thing to be holding a weapon that can defend you. Or protect you. And it is another thing to be aware that the weapon you are holding can protect you. The problem of many conscious. Look, what are you conscious of in life? To be conscious, according to when I Google conscious, the word conscious.
Now,
it says to be aware of and responding to one's surrounding. To be aware of and responding to one's surrounding is to have knowledge of something. So, to be conscious means to be awake.
Sir, we need that also.
And to be aware.
Nah, well, sorry.
You see, what you are conscious of defines you. What you are conscious of determines the happenings in your life. What you are conscious of draws or attracts its kind. What you are conscious of makes things real. Let me say it again. What you are conscious of defines you. What you are conscious of determines the happiness in your life. For instance, when you are conscious that you are the president's son or daughter, that defines you. Not every place you can go. You cannot go to places alone. Some years ago, I was passing. I was going to North Kaneshi. And when you get to that place that they sell rice, what is the name? Pesano. That company that sells rice. Papaye. I was branching. There was a way that you can just branch like that if you want to avoid the traffic. I got there and soldiers. They blocked the place. Several soldiers. One soldier car here, one here. They were redirecting. I said, I am just, I said, pass here. Do you know? Those days it was your mama.
Your mama also.
The children are in Papaye.
Nani mawo Papaye.
The president's children have gone to buy food in Papaye. Yes, that's the protocol.
When is he said that hole?
That's the protocol.
When is he said that hole?
Yes.
Ani.
That's the protocol.
When is he said that hole?
You see, what you are conscious of defines your life. It determines the happiness in your life. It draws and attracts. What you are conscious of tells how far you can go in life. And what you are conscious of, very soon it will manifest. If you are conscious of death, you will die soon. I said, if you are conscious of death, you will die soon. If you are conscious of poverty, very soon you become poor. If you are conscious of disappointment, very soon people will start disappointing you. What are you conscious of? Job.
You.
The book of Job teaches us some vital lessons. Number one, let's look at the lessons in the book of Job. The book of Job teaches us the extent of Satan's wickedness against mankind.
Satan, to me, send over to me, and yet, this any part as any.
Two, it teaches us the limitations of human endurance. You can be very strong, but a time will come when your human strength can fail you. That is why we need the Holy Spirit. In fact, I respect people. I salute people. I celebrate people. I was trained by a grandmother whom, when you do something for her, you are finished. The whole until any place she see you, she's thanking you. She's mentioning your name. And that was what I also grew up with. But then, if you want to use that to manipulate me, or you want to use that to threaten me, I will let you know that I know how to pray. that as much as I appreciate you, I know that it is all by the grace of God. So no man can bully me. I don't allow man to bully me. No. I prefer to stay hungry than you are waiting for me to come and beg you so that you give me something to chop. I will not. I will pray. And God will use somebody. Number three, the book of Job teaches us the immeasurable nature of God's power to restore. The book of Job teaches us that no matter to what level the devil will bring you down, God can lift you again. God can gather you again. God can lift you again. Be careful when you see people who are down. Be careful how you see people who are nobodies. Look, where were you, pastors? I was looking for you. You were away coming. Why? You go and come, go and come. Look, the book of Job also teaches us man's misjudgment of our circumstances.
Oh,
all of us are guilty. Man's misjudgment. Everybody lift up your right hand. Say, Lord, we are guilty. We have misjudged ourselves and other people. Forgive us. Misjudgment. We see people going through things and we conclude it's because they have sinned. It's because they have done this. It's because they did it. It's because they did that. And we are judging each other. We are judging people's circumstances. We are judging people's situations. It may be true. Because what you sow is what you reap. But for all you know, it is none of it. Job's friend, for 9 months, they tormented
Job.
They misjudged Job's situation. You see what you are going through? It's because you cheated the poor. Because you didn't take care of the fatherless. Because you didn't take care of the widow. Because you didn't pay your workers well. Yes, these things are true. When you don't do any of these things, there is a curse. But in Job's circumstance, it was none of this. As a matter of fact, Job was doing everything. They never knew what was going on in the spiritual realm. They were only seeing what was happening in the physical realm. They never knew that in the spiritual realm, God was boasting. God was proud about Job. And that was what has attracted the situation. Look, sometimes when God is proud with you, or of you, when God is proud of you, it attracts attacks. Like in this church, Some people are very close to me. They are receiving attacks. People attack them. You, why are you not close?
I don't know what they remember me.
I am here.
You are here.
After church, I am here.
Are you points from me, Jinaha?
I'm in the office.
Your office, well,
I have not made myself special for anybody. But somebody has seen what is in me. Somebody has seen what I am in his or her life. And has decided to go a step further. Then you are attacking.
Now what vision is so?
You are attacking.
What vision is so?
If I can tell you some people who have suffered, Mrs. Kuma is there. This woman, if God has not raised her for this church, she wouldn't have been here. People! This woman is not good. This woman is bad. This brother is this. This sister is this. Watch out for this person. I asked one lady. I said, you know something? The way you see witches in this church, pray for me so that I also see. Because the people you are saying they are witches. Me, why is it that I'm here? I'm the pastor here. And only you, God, is showing the witches. Have they cheated you at the meeting? And you have decided to just come and blackmail them? Job's friend.
Job, enough of war.
They say, Job.
I see Job.
You sinned.
We are born.
Do you know what Job's friend were doing? The devil used them to cause Job to be conscious of two things. To be conscious of what he was going through. Yes.
And
they caused Job to be conscious of what he was going through. And to be conscious of himself. Child of God. God didn't call you to be conscious of yourself. God didn't call you to be conscious of that situation. I thank God that we have a pilot in this house. He hasn't taught me anything about piloting, but I've read about piloting. I am surprised why even one day he hasn't come to say, Pastor, let me take you on a flight one day. Look, don't retire. That position you are, let your pastor also benefit from it. You are the captain of a plane. One day pick your pastor to sit by you. Pastor, I am flying you. Oh! You'll be there until you retire. You retire. Maybe he's listening to me on Facebook. Somebody should go and tell him. He's a very great pilot. Let's clap for him. You see, piloting teaches you that when you are flying, your attention should not be on what is happening around you. You may enter into a stormy weather when the plane will be bumping. All you should link up to is the control tower. Control tower will be communicating with you. Lower the altitude. Go higher. Fly straight. Divert to this angle. You are not to To be conscious of, you have to listen to the control
tower.
If you are clapping, you clap for Jesus. And do you know something? Heaven is our control tower. Heaven is not, you see, the mistake we make is that we think heaven is far away. You are carrying heaven in your heart. You are carrying Jesus in your heart. You are carrying the Holy Spirit in your heart. Heaven is not far from you. If you are clapping, clap for the Lord. The power of consciousness. Coronavirus. When I see the way people are behaving, I am ashamed. I am ashamed. Christians. I am not saying we should be careless. Yes, it can be real. But I am not saying we should be careless. But we are too conscious. I believe some people are getting coronavirus because of overconsciousness. Because what you are conscious of, very soon, it will become real. I am not saying we should be careless. Or we should stop the protocol. No! No, 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 no. We should be careful. Maintain the protocols and whatever. But listen to me. What you are afraid of is exactly what will happen to you. Job chapter 3 verse 25. That was one mistake of Job. Job 3:25. You know, I have had the privilege of working with some few rich people. Rich people are the most miserable people on earth. They are the most loneliest people on earth. Look, rich people cannot sleep. You see them in car, air conditioned cars, whatever. Listen to me. You don't know. They are lonely. They are very vulnerable. They live in fear and uncertainty. At least I've worked with a few. I've laid hands on a few. And sometimes I just thank God that at least I can sleep. Even in my poverty, I can sleep. I can sleep. I know a rich man. He can only sleep when he takes Valium. Then he will sleep a little. That was the problem of Job. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. You know, Job was always conscious. So all these riches. So what about if one day I should lose everything? What about if one day my beautiful wife should leave me? What about if one day my children should die? What about if one day I should lose my business? What about if one day armed robbers should attack me? Exactly. What he was conscious of. What I was conscious of. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. What are you conscious of? We are conscious of fear. We are conscious of death. We are conscious of poverty. We are too conscious of coronavirus. We are so conscious of evil. We are so conscious of Satan. Go to prayer meetings. When they raise the topic, there is a prayer camp somewhere. This old lady, they will do that thing for 1 hour. You look at the old lady. When she wanted to lift herself. There is a prayer point. Let's kill Satan. You see thunder. But let's worship the Lord. It's cool. Because we are so conscious of Satan. So Satan is ruling. We have made him kings and whatever ruler of our lives. Because we are so conscious of him. I am not saying that we should forget about him. No. Is it 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 and 8? It said we should submit ourselves to the Lord. We should resist the devil and he will flee. Bible said that your enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Yes. Be vigilant. We are to be vigilant.
And some more we need that help.
But listen to me. There are many better things we are to be conscious of. Number one, we should be conscious of the finished work of Christ. The finished work of Christ on the cross. We should be conscious of the fact that Jesus died for us and rose again, and he is seated at the right hand side of God, interceding for us. Only our Jesus is alive. I don't care what you worship.
He's
zero.
Only
Jesus is alive. Only Jesus Christ is alive. He's the only one alive. He died and he rose again. And he's alive and alive forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anytime you rise up from bed, say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Because you are alive. And what is he alive for? He's pleading your case. I say he's pleading your case before the Father. Jesus is pleading your case. He is pleading your case. He is pleading your case. I am here to tell somebody here. Listen to me. Your case is different. I say your case is different. Your case is different because your Jesus is alive and he is pleading your case before God. And God can never deny Jesus. Jesus is also alive and defending you. He is defending you. He is defending his word that he has spoken. He is listening to your prayer to answer your prayers. Jesus is fighting your enemies. These are the things we should be conscious of. We should also be conscious of the Holy Spirit that is with us. Now, look at Jesus. He's in you. He's also in heaven. In addition, the Holy Spirit is also with you. We have focused our attention on the battles. David did not focus his attention on the battle. He did not focus on Goliath. He focused on God Almighty. Several places in Job. Job knew God. The name Job knew of God is El
Shaddai.
I know my El Shaddai, Redeemer living. Job held unto the word of God. In spite of all that was happening around him, Job did not waver.
When he him,
but his friends came to draw his attention onto himself and onto the situation in which he was. But thank God that Job knew the word. Church, that's why we need Sunday school. How many scriptures do you memorize in a week? It is those scriptures that are going to defend you. It is those scriptures that the devil fears. That was why Jesus said it is written. If you don't know what is written about you, you'll be beaten about the bush. Let me tell you. My Bible is there. If Pastor Prince will pick it and open to 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse
1.
Just open 1 Chronicles, any of the passages of my wife. 1 Chronicles. And then you see what I wrote there. Just mention the date I wrote there. 1 Chronicles. Just take your time. Take your time. Look. Many of you, I've heard people saying, we are wasting money on this project. Why are we wasting money? Long time we started, we are not finishing. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 1. October, I was fasting and praying. October 1988. Do you see 1988? October 1988. Just put it down. October 1988. I was fasting the whole month of October. Every day I was praying 12 hours. At the end of October, I was sleeping. I was tired. Then I saw light. And I saw 1 Chronicles 29:1. Then David said to the whole assembly, my son Solomon. Hear the Holy Spirit speaking. David represents the Holy Spirit. My son Dela. The one whom God has chosen. Is young. 1988, I was young. And inexperienced. The task is great. Because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord. Those of you think we are wasting money. This is what we are doing. The Lord said, you are going to build me a palatial structure. Look, we have wasted money. Look, we started this building on the car park there. When I brought the fishing, we became conscious of ourselves. Say, no. My own friend came and scooped the soil from this place. He said, don't try. No building can stand there. The day we hit the ground here, 20 people left the church. So under pressure, because nobody was understanding what is in my head, we decided to build on that one plot. So we started. We borrowed money, 141 million. I don't know whether Mama Tema was away. 141 million. Today it will be 14,000. Is it 14,000? 14,000 today. Yes. To do that place. Eventually. Because that is not the vision of God. God cannot be limited. We have to pull that place down. Do you know that we pull that place down?
Yes.
Do you know that we pull that place down?
Yes.
Waste of money. Because I needed support. Who understands me? So let me yield under pressure. Beloved,
I don't know.
We were looking at ourselves. Students, market women, what can we do? When you become conscious of yourself, you'll be limited. But when you become conscious of God and the almightiness of God and how great and powerful God is, you can achieve anything in life. I say you can achieve anything in life. You can rise to any position. God didn't call you to be conscious of Him. One day I'm going to invite him here. Our former regional superintendent, Reverend George Annan. You see him in the picture? When he dug the place, he was the one who broke. We broke the ground there to start there. 2001 and here, 2011. We started this project 2011. When he hit the ground, he hit it at where the board is, the entrance there. When he hit the ground, that time there was a house here. The first, second time, he raised himself. He said, Della,
see the lane.
It will be difficult. Should I continue?
I mean,
I say yes, continue. And then he hit the dead. And then poured the oil. And dedicated the ground. I thank God that he didn't say it will be impossible. He said it will be difficult. And indeed, it has been very difficult. But it has not been impossible. Look, understand why God chooses only one person. Because God can work with only one person. You know why I form committees? My son Solomon, my son Delah, the one whom God has chosen is young and inexperienced. The task is great. That inexperience means I must have advices. That is why I have building committee and all that. I shared the vision with them. And I thank God for Mr. Ajano. Clap for Mr. Ajano. Look, sometimes I can see in their face that they really don't understand what I'm saying. But somehow, they say we should do. Sometimes when I look at them, you can see that. But they are just obeying. They are just following. That is why you are a follower. Just follow the vision. Just follow the vision. And yesterday, God brought an angel to speak to me. This man of God sitting here, Reverend Stephen Asare. After the funeral here yesterday, when we walk out, march out, I didn't see him again. We started. So the entrance here was blocked, so we had to come and pass here and then came in. Then I went to the office. When I entered the office, when I went to the top there, I look at the project. I say, Lord, remember what you told me. This work is your work. I stood there for some time. When I entered the office, I was sitting down. I said, Lord, send an angel. Send an angel. Strengthen our hands to build. After some time, I heard a knock. Francis walking. He said, oh, one Pastor Asare, I thought it was our Asare. He said, oh, Pastor Asare is around. Oh, let him come. Say, oh, the one who came for the funeral. I said, oh, come. Immediately, this man of God walked into my office. He started prophesying on me. He started speaking about the project, about me. He said, when we came out, he was standing there, looking at the project. Then the Lord said to him, go up and see what is happening. So he climbed up. And the Lord said to him, this building is going to bring glory to me. This building, he's sitting here. He said, the Lord said to him, this building is going to bring glory to me. So go and speak with my servant. May God send an angel that will speak to you. May God send an angel that will confirm the word of God. In your situation, may God raise an angel for you. An angel that will speak one word. That will trigger your faith. Church, what are you conscious of? God didn't call you to be conscious of yourself. He didn't call you to be conscious of your circumstances. He didn't call you to be conscious of what you have or what you don't have. He called you to be conscious of what he has said. Be conscious that Jesus is alive. Be conscious that the Holy Spirit is with you. Be conscious that your case is settled. I said, be conscious that your case is settled. Your case is settled. Your case is settled. Your case is settled. Be conscious that your prayers are answered. Even before you pray them. I am telling you to the building committee. Be reading 1 Chronicles 29:1. I think I gave you, I think on my building plan. That's the scripture. That's the scripture that was there.
We need to ask somebody to.
This is the scripture. This is what we are doing. It's a palatial structure. Somebody was telling me that our neighbors here, when I say our neighbors, those who do like this, you understand? When they went for prayers, they stood there. They look up there. And they started praising God. They started making the, they say, The general superintendent's wife came here. And gave the name to this temple. Three people have given names. Mama Gladys Frimpong Manso said. This temple is the image of God. In this area is the image of God. Imago Dei. Imago Dei is the image of God. The GPCC, Accra New Town, Chairman, Reverend Tete, came and knelt down by the pillar there. I didn't even know that he was around. Later, he came to my office. Immediately he entered. He started prophesying. I think Ecclesiastes 14:3 or 3:14 said, whatever God has done will stand. It will stand. It will stand. This project will stand. This church will stand. And now, when I was seeing him off, when we got to the car, he said, my brother, God is making a statement here. This building is God's statement. This project is God's statement. This project is God's statement. The third person who gave a name is Pastor Geoffrey Ude. What was the name that Geoffrey Ude gave? He said, God told him that this project is the voice of God in this area. The voice of God. So you see, one temple has got three names. Image of God, statement of God, and voice of God. And it is an honor and privilege that you are part of it. It should be an honor and privilege that you are part of it. You are part of it. You are part of it. Yesterday, the man of God is a prophet. I don't know those of you around. You heard his voice. He will be sitting down. When the spirit comes on him, he will begin to declare. The whole area, his voice was going. That's in my office. One of the things he said, after we finish this temple, those of us who were part of it, our generation is redeemed forever. Amen. Don't keep your money. Get your money involved. Let your pocket suffer for it. And you see what will happen. I say, you see what will happen. Rise up with me right now. Say, Lord, I know my case is different. Because you are alive. Because you are alive. Because you are alive. Say, my Lord, I am saying with Job today that you are my redeemer. My redeemer liveth. My redeemer liveth. My redeemer liveth. My case is different because my redeemer liveth. My case is different because my redeemer liveth. My case is different because my redeemer. Declare, 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 declare. My case is different because my redeemer liveth. Declare, 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 declare. My case is different. That's the problem of Christianity. We are Christians of the flesh, but not of the spirit. We say things because they ask us to say it. You must relate with the word. It must come from your spirit. Job. What he said. was what he saw. What he was conscious of was what happened to him. What are you conscious of? What has the doctor told you? Whose report do you believe?
Now, why ask them now? Be tie and now be GD.
He shouldn't just be aware that whose report. I don't
say yes.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a cliche.
Why ask them now? Be GD.
If you don't take care, the doctor's report will come to pass.
Now, why hear me here? A doctor wants some no be pemo.
You must find a word and stand on.
And so if you ask them now, it's not so.
If you need to sow a seed, you sow and keep on whatever you need to do. Do. Hannah didn't just sit down and say what will happen.
Hannah transkanga said yebesi.
She made a vow.
Okay, tell
like many of you, Isaac sacrificed. You brought things.
Yemu bebre Isaac afarabwa di nyama baye.
I say that sacrifice is speaking.
Nasa afarabwa ne
kasa. I say it is speaking.
Amen.
I say it is speaking.
Amen.
Shikurata kabashanda. Rebrotoski bali karandos katayatu kaya. Jebreto kastiki basika lebratus kabaya. Say Lord,
Lord,
with Job.
Job.
I also declare today.
I also declare today
that I know
that I know
that my Jesus is alive.
My Jesus is alive.
My Jesus is alive.
And so my story is different.
My case is different.
My story will change.
My story is changing. Because my Jesus is alive. My Jesus is alive. Declare.
My Jesus is alive.
In Jesus' name, say Holy Spirit,
I know that
you are working on my behalf.
I know you are working on my case.
I know you are working on my case. Holy Spirit, I know you are working on my case. I know. Holy Spirit, I know.
I know you are working on my case.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Fetch. The reason why you must birth everything by prayer. Because in prayer, God gives you specific words. Specific prayers. That is what will hold you in the days of storm. I heard a word about my marriage. I heard a word about the woman I am married to. Otherwise, certain storms would have broken our marriage. But I know that I heard. I heard about this project. To be honest with you, I would have given up long time. I am telling you,
I would have given up long. Look. Sometimes I ask myself, did I hear well? Did I hear well? Oh. Were you the one who really spoke to me? Oh, I've asked this over 100 times. I would have given up. That is why you must birth everything in prayer. So that the Holy Spirit will drop a prayer point or a word. That is what will keep you in the days of storm. Because storm will come. And it is only that word that will keep you. When I was being brought here, I heard a word. Go and build me an army. Heard it myself. The regional superintendent and his executive, the late Reverend Donto, I heard it before they called me and told me what God told
me.
And on the day of my send-off, my senior pastor looked at me when he was preaching. He pointed to me, Dela, you will build. And nobody can destroy it. You will build. And nobody can destroy it. That is why I have survived. Otherwise, I would have been dead and gone. Or I would have run away. Let me tell you, before you become a member of a church, ask God for a word. Otherwise, very soon you will run out of that church. Yes. You see a church beautiful. A church is, oh, this place. Ask God, what do you have for me in this church? That's what will keep you. Otherwise, one day, a demon will enter into an usher or somebody, even the pastor can say a word, ah, you are gone. Anger! Then you have run away from where God planted you. Look, I have attempted to resign from this church many times. But because I heard. What have you heard from God? What did you hear about your husband before you married? What did you hear about your wife? What did you hear about that relationship? What did you hear about that project? Go and pray if you haven't heard anything. Let God tell you something. Because that is what will keep you. Difficult times. Because everything will be tested. Your faith will be tested. Your marriage will be tested. Your business will be tested. That relationship will be tested. You say you love the pastor. One day the pastor will preach you. And God will use that to test you. Whether you will get angry, whether you really love the pastor. Somebody came around and said, I will follow you. I will take you to the whole world. I have money. Don't worry. When he was talking, I was laughing. He asked, why are you laughing? He has been asking me. Pastor, don't you trust? Oh, I said, why trust? I told my wife. I said, he will run away. This one will not survive. So after he was gone, I called him. I said, do you remember when you are talking to me, making me promises, and I'm laughing? It's because I know you will run away. You will not survive. Say, Lord!
Let me know what I have. Let me know what you have given me. Let me know what you have given me.
Let me know what you have given me.
Let me know what you have given me.
Let me know what you
have given me. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let me know.
Let me know.
What you are doing in my life. Let me know what you are doing in my life. Let me know what you are doing in my life. Let me know what you are doing in my life. Oh Lord, give me a word.
Give me a word.
Give me a word about this situation. Give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word about my situation. Give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a dream. Give me a dream. Give me a dream. Give me a word. Pray that prayer right now. Give me a word. Give me a word. Shata karatuskata. Lepra katuka lepre tuska. Shata klarubeske bahata. Lepre katuka lepre tuska. Your grace and mercy. Grace and mercy will bring you through. Brought me through. I'm living this moment because
of you. I want to
your grace and mercy. Receive the grace of God. Receive the mercies of God. Your grace and mercy brought me to whatever your situation. Receive grace for that situation. Receive grace for that situation. Receive the word for that situation. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy. Your grace. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I will live because of you. I will live because of your grace and mercy. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. Shata kratos kataya kataya kata.
Your grace, your mercy, your grace, your mercy, your mercy.
mercy brought me through. I'm living this more. Even in coronavirus, we shall live. We shall live. We shall not die. Shata karatos kata yakata. Le breketo la kretos kata yakata kayata. Your grace, amen, brought me to. Shala kretos kata yashakale. The Lord is saying to somebody here, you felt that you missed your time. You felt that you missed your time. The Lord is saying, He has brought your time back. He has brought your time back. He has brought your time back. The Lord is saying to somebody here, you felt that you missed an opportunity. The Lord is saying, He has many doors. He is bringing better opportunities. Better opportunities. Better opportunities. Better opportunities. Better opportunities. Better opportunities. A woman is saying here, Lord, I think I made a mistake in my marriage. I think I made a mistake in my church. The Lord is saying to you, remember the dry bones. Even the dry bones, He changed their condition. God can change your marriage. God can change your husband. I don't know. The Lord says, I should tell you, you will not die. You will not die. You are not like others who are dying. Your case is different. You don't know what they are conscious of. Maybe they were conscious of death. That was why they died. Yes, you will not die. You will not die. You will not die. You will live and declare the works of God. You will live and declare the works of God. No juju can kill you. No power can kill you. They will fight against you. They will never prevail. You will bury your enemies before they bury you. As a matter of fact, they will see your glorification. After they have seen your glorification, then they will die. They will see your glorification. Then they will die. They will hear your testimony. Then they will die. They will celebrate your victory before they die. Shatakola karandoska. Sheklerota kasaka. The Lord is saying better doors are opening. I can hear the voice. Better doors. Better doors. Better doors. Better doors. I think this word is for myself. Better doors. Better doors. The Lord is saying to somebody here, I am bringing better people in your life. I am bringing a better man in your life, a better woman in your life, a better helper in your life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ay, 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 le preketo la kretos kata. La kretos kata yaka. Le kretos kata kayakara. Le preketo ka le preketos ka. Sa la kretos kaha. Sa kata raketo. Sa preketo la kreta. Asia karatos ka. Sa la kretos kahata. Ma karatos kata. Kapra kata. Le preketo la kretos kaha.
Many things are happening right now. Healings are taking place. Deliverances are taking place. Restoration is taking place. Revival is taking place.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.